not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Oh, Paul, that's beautiful, beautiful. No, that's not a clapping one. All you have to do is say amen on that one. And now before we finish with the choir, we've got a teen sextet here, and I don't want to miss this because they're doing a favorite song of mine because I wrote it. I heard God today. Who is the teen sextet? You know what I like about this song? Now look, we've talked all day long about workers with Jesus and finding out what we can do. Now don't look at them, you look at me, and I'll tell you when they're all ready. Now, you don't get up tomorrow morning and go to your husband or your wife and say, now, what does God want me to do? Now, I made this mistake several times. I remember one time in particular when I had heard from a man named Oral Roberts. Have you ever heard of Oral Roberts? Well, he phoned and he says, this was back in 59, I want you to come back to Oklahoma and make a big television choir for us and all these kind of goodies. And I said, oh, we'll pray about it. Next day, another call from a man named Rex Humbert. Did you ever hear of a man named Rex Humbert? He has a big, big work back in Akron, Ohio. I only name this bigness so that you will see how this thing worked. Both of them said the same thing. Both had television, both had radio. And you know where my mistake came? I went to my own little choir, the ones that I love so much, and I asked them what they thought about that. Well, you know what they thought about that. If we took either one, we were going to be gone. They couldn't be with us. They couldn't be in the choir. And so immediately their advice was colored by how much they loved us, or how much they wanted to be near us. And I got my feelings hurt. I have a good husband. 31 years I've had him. I'm going to hang on to him too. And we got in the car and we started for Big Sur Highway, where so many times God has spoken to me. And I learned a beautiful lesson. I got up there and I put my feet in the mountain stream. Wasn't very dignified. Didn't look like Audrey Meyer in Who's Who of American Women. And I said, oh God, today, speak to me. My ears are so filled with what everyone has said. And all of a sudden, I heard the wind in the trees. I tuned in, and the wind in the trees. And I heard the gurgle of the water over the rocks. And I heard the voice of God through nature saying, I love you. I love you. I want you to know I'm with you. I am with you wherever you go. These are the words that I heard God say beneath the trees beside the stream that day. I was blessed. You want to know what I did? You see me after church, and I'll tell you, at the afterglow. We got back in the car, and we started home, and God gave me this song out there. And the first one to hear it was George Beverly Shea, and he says, I got to record it. And Ralph Carmichael stayed up all night and made an arrangement, and it was an award-winning record for him. It wasn't profound. It was just simple. Listen, you know why you have two ears and one mouth? So you can hear twice as much as you say. Too many times we say, now God, you listen, I'm speaking. Instead of God, you speak, I'm listening.
I heard God today in the whispering tree. His voice speaking tenderly, telling me of his wonderful love, whispering these words to me. I love you, I love you, I want you to know I'm with you. I'm with you wherever you go. These are the words. to know. I'm with you, I'm with you, wherever you go. These are the words that I heard God say, beneath the trees, beside the stream today. I heard God today in the murmuring stream. His voice said, come drink of me. Forever you'll live, because I will give eternal life to thee. I love you, I love you, I want you to know. I'm with you, I'm with you, wherever you go. These are the words that I heard God say, beneath the trees, beside the stream today. Beneath the trees, beside the stream.
I'm sorry.
that beautiful? That would warm the heart of dear Phil Kerr, I'll tell you. And now the whole choir, and this is one of our oldest, most loved arrangements, and I'm Sister Beisner, oh dear, oh, Sister Forrest is going to lead it. Now, you know where I got that, Forrest Beisner, see? And I'm going to play, and the choir's, I had the Forrest out of I Heard God Today. And we're going to finish this evening with this beautiful, beautiful old hymn of the church, He Keeps Me Singing. Now, too many times this song is sung lightly, and this is one of my favorites of all of the hymns. I don't know that you know it or not, but the man that wrote this song came home to find his house burned to the ground and his wife and children burned to death. And he sat facing the embers of that house and wrote this wonderful song that we have sung so thoughtlessly so many years. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Isn't it beautiful to know that God can bring this kind of music out of dedicated men and women? All right? I better have a copy because I may forget it. Okay. I'll do it by memory, and then if there's any big mistake, it'll be me. If you hear anything wrong, it's not the choir. It will be me. Wonderful evening tonight. Now, isn't that right? Everybody stand. Now, I want you, everyone who can spare your little 50 cents for Speed the Light, you come over to that afterglow because, and listen, I want all the teens because we want some more music from all these groups, those darling archers and all these wonderful people. Are we going to have the toots, the horns, the German band? The whole bit. So after we dismiss you and after your pastor dismisses you, you just tear over there as fast as you can. Where is over there?
We thank thee tonight, our Father, for this time that we can spend together and to sing the praises of him who came to redeem us from all of our sin. We thank you that one day you touched our heart and touched our life, and you gave us a song. And we pray now that we shall be ever grateful and ever thankful to thee for all thy many provisions. We thank you for this group of people that have gathered this Sunday night to worship you in spirit and in truth. And now, Lord, we pray the songs will not float away from our memory or from our heart, but shall be indelibly etched upon the tablets of our soul. And we'll be careful to give you the praise in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. We'd love to see you in just a few minutes.